Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, whatever time it is when you're tuning in. This is Vance Rogers hosting hosting Saturday AM Live, first time 2017. Welcome, everybody. Welcome those of you who are especially on the West Coast who had to get up early. Some of you are in Hawaii and it's super early, 5 a.m. for you. To be with us this morning, we have an exciting guest for us, and just as a reminder, if you're new to the call, I feel like a pastor, you know, if you've never been here before, you know, the offering's not for you, we're not going to dunk you underwater and, you know, kill you. Now, anyway, we will have a Q&A time after we're not finished, after Rachel departs from us, and I've got a couple quick announcements I want to cover, but first, let's jump on into things here. Rachel Dayton, I have you in my phone, in my iPhone. It says Rachel Dayton, and then in parentheses it says Team Kaizen. And I don't need that anymore to remember who you are, because Rachel, you're one of these icons in my life. You motivated me a couple months ago via a six-minute video to really take advantage of the opportunity that Nikan has before us, and so I want to say thank you in advance, but for the people who've never met you, never heard you before, give us a quick overview of Rachel Dayton's life and introduction into Nikan, and then we'll get into the real meat of what I want to talk about.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming on to listen. I grew up in Minneapolis. I moved to the mountains right outside of Aspen, Colorado 20 years ago. I've always been a bit of a jockette. I'll put in parentheses there. And so I have a lifestyle of loving being out in the wilderness here. I was just telling Vance that we got, you know, 20 inches of snow in the last 2 days. So I'm dressed to ski. I've got duct tape up and down my legs. I've got magnets on. But
Rachel, I have to interrupt you. And I don't usually do, well, I do. I interrupt my guests all the time because it's my call, right?
Okay.
My daughter, she's a barista. Okay, she's 18, and she just sent me a picture on her way to work already this morning at 7 a.m. She says, "Here we go, Daddy," and there's a picture of a trampoline on our road. And you and I are talking about preparing and putting on our Nikan thermals. Wow, a trampoline on our road. And I recognize what part of road, but I don't know whose trampoline this is, but it had to flown a long ways because our neighbors are about a quarter mile apart from each other. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you. That's just really funny.
Must be windy out there.
Just a wee bit. We've had gusts of 65 miles an hour all night long.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I skied on Tuesday with the winds gusting to 70 on top of the mountain. I'm still on the ground. I only weigh about 110.
I was going to say.
You can get the drift of just I'm a bit of an adventurer. And the thing, you know, a couple things brought me to Nikan for sure. I was a hockey player back then competitively, and I broke a bone or two in my days on the ice and tore a few things. And the products, you know, introduced me to this, but I also had insomnia, and I learned about the sleep, and on the third night, I slept 9 hours straight, and that took me over the top of what is this, and I needed in a queen, and I looked at Nikan, and the thing that attracted me the most about being here 18 years later, sharing this story initially, was the fact that I could go skiing during the day and talk about Nikan while I was riding up the chairlift, engage in conversation with somebody I'd never met, ask them all about them, and lo and behold, by the time you get up the 13-minute ride, they've probably come back with, "What do you do?" And you probably know enough about them to know if there's a bridge there or not.
Or if they can, as Gisela Stevens says, do more than just fog a mirror.
Yeah, well, or can I make it, is there something that came out of them that suggests a need or a want for something we have to offer? So what I love about this is I can go do what I do and love to do and still be engaged in my Nikan work. And, everything about it I love. So that's I don't know if that helped you enough, but through the 18 years, you grow a lot in this. It's hard to go away from it once it gets inside of you. You meet really amazing people along the way. It's a family. And Team Kaizen, you mentioned Team Kaizen, which you guys, if you don't know it, Vance is a shoo-in for this year. And
it's your fault.
If I wanted to have a competitive bone in my body about Nuken, I do have a competitive bone, big time, but not about others in Nuken, I could be a little chagrined that I let out the secret. Because I think I would win again if I hadn't. But anyway, Team Kaizen, you know what, it's an amazing opportunity to be able to sit at a table frequently with the CEO of a multi-billion dollar company and sip wine with him or whatever you prefer. He's a wine connoisseur. And gain confidence about yourself and just feel like you have value to add in different ways than perhaps just turning somebody on to the product or whatever. And that, so my experience with Nuken just keeps growing.
Mm.
Yeah, in a really profound way.
You know, and you, I love the fact that you said several things here that I could take note of, but I think the biggest one is you said family and competition. And as you and I were just briefly sharing, I absolutely love the Nuken family, and I'm going to share a little bit more about this in a bit, but January is always a pivotal month for me. Not in the sense of resolutionists that exists in our culture. I quit doing that years ago. But January has always been a fresh start, a new beginning. I look back on several Januaries. But the family that exists with Nuken and this competition that we can spur each other on. And as you said, you gave your secret away of something you did in September. And it just completely made sense. It resonated with me. And so I cranked it up in October. And then I shared that secret with Ruth Lowe the beginning of November. And she said, well, Vance, you're winning. And I said, I'm winning what? I didn't even know there was a contest. I remember reading it. And I thought, I'm not interested in that. But then as things started to develop, because this family of people started gathering around saying, well, hey, I want to order this. I want to order that. Is there a more strategic way to do it? I had a pilot call me last month, same scenario, and he just texted me last night and just raving. Hadn't even slept on the new sleep system, and he's raving about it, and so is his wife. And I thought, you know, that's what family and that's what healthy competition is all about. Rachel, in your tenure with Nuken, which has not been all that long when you look at time with, well, I shouldn't say it that. In today's culture, what is it that I think college grads switch careers by their 35th birthday. College grads today switch careers 13 times on average.
Yeah.
So you've been Nuken a few years, and you've seen a lot of people come and go. You've seen a lot of amazing new products being introduced, one of which is the Kinko Touch. You had an experience that you shared a couple weeks ago, and I'd love for you to share it again with your, not your son-in-law, but your daughter's boyfriend, is that correct?
He actually is my son-in-law.
Oh, he is your son-in-law.
My son-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
Dirk is, he's 45 years old. He was an extreme wilderness guide for much of his life. And, I mean, like, Dirk would hike up a 25,000-foot peak in China and ski down it. And his knee, these days, you'd describe as a hamburger, and his pain is quite excruciating. He's needed a knee replacement for a long time and been trying to put it off because of his age being so young. But so Dirk and Brooke have a wellness home. He's been a huge fan of a number of our apps, things like Sam Cream and, you know, rolling the balls on his knee. But the Kinko Touch came out, and he was over. He had taken his dog on a hike up one of the Black Diamond runs during his lunch break on Highlands, and
for those people who don't know what that means, I know people like Barb Satterwhite, myself, but a Black Diamond run, taking your dog,
guys,
what does that mean?
I want you to think about 9,000 feet of elevation and something that you would walk up on your Bowflex machine or whatever they call them. That's probably ramped as high as it gets, okay? He's skinning up that. Probably a mile up with his dog. and coming down. So his knee was in bad shape. They were over for dinner, and I handed him the Kenko Touch, and he used it for, I also have the old body energizer. He had his feet on that. He took the Kenko Touch, but he used that for about 20 minutes, and he had it, all the pain went away, and it doesn't matter what New Ken product I have used with Dirk over the years that we've known him, which is about four now. I've never had anything take all of his pain away. And so that's what was wrapped up under the Christmas tree for Dirk, was a brand new Kenko Touch, which I have to say he was ecstatic about getting. Pretty profound new product. I find results like that across the board. Yeah, I met a woman, and she's already had two knee replacements. She's his age. She still has extreme knee pain. I met with her. I Kenko touched her for, that's what I call it. It's become a verb, Kenko touching somebody. We spent, I did two rounds with her. I left her with a small packet of CM cream and a piece of the duct tape, the kinetic tape, and one power mini, those little teeny magnets, and off she went to, you got to understand, this woman's pain in her knee is usually around a six on a daily basis. She went off to Nevada snowboarding with her family and texted me in the middle of her vacation, and she said, I was on the mountain all day today and had no pain. And she wound up ordering on New Year's Eve, very timely for me, about $500 worth of products, and we're meeting to talk about more. So, you know, it's just great. I want to share, well, go ahead.
No, I can come back to this question.
Okay, I want to share a couple things, because I think, you know, we are talking about Team Kaizen, and to me, it's the incentives. One of the, I grew up playing games. There were six kids in my family. We were a big game playing family, game boards, you know, Stratego and Life and Monopoly and all of that. And we, you know, very competitive, six kids, my gosh. So one of the things that I've always loved about New Ken are the incentive programs, because it's like, make it a game that's fun to play. If you're going to be doing this business, you know, engage in these. And the new offerings for 2017 are amazing. And I'm not going to go through them all individually, but you can win cash. You can win Team Kaizen, which is trips. Next year it's Japan. You can win something called the Pinnacle Prize if you get to Platinum or Advance, in my case, if we help three people that we sponsor get to Platinum. It's either going to be a cruise. Jeff Isom's working on where they're going, but it's either going to be the Panama Canal, Alaska, or the Caribbean. I'm touting for Alaska. I want to win all these. So it's January, and that's my motivation for the year. Now, I got to share with you something. I got this little book from Dave Johnson called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire.
Isn't that amazing?
And The Art of Vision and Self-Motivation. I want to read to you guys about enthusiasm. So the first thing on the list that he writes about the key to success being self-motivation, the first thing on the list is enthusiasm. Now, here's something I didn't know. Enthusiasm, you can dissect it. The first word, enthuse, means God within. So to me, this is your source energy, the thing that really drives you. And then they take the IASM and say, I am sold myself. So if I could generate and sustain enough enthusiasm, what do I think I could accomplish? And when I was reading this, I thought, this is totally about what incentives are all about. You get excited about them, your enthusiasm rises. It gives you this energy that puts you in a vibratory state that is so appealing, and things come out of nowhere, honestly. I had that experience at the end of December. I knew
what I was going to come back to was, you said this gal called and the timing couldn't be better. And some people think, well, why is that timing so good? Well, because if we use these incentives, if we use them strategically rather than say, oh, let's get them in as a customer and we'll just throw the order out. No. No, let's tap into these incentives. And I'm guessing that was probably what you did.
Well, yeah, and combinations of things happen. So, but what I want everyone to think of, 40 people, Vance said there's about 40 people on this call. I'm sure there is a moment in your life that you decided you wanted something. And you got very enthusiastic about getting it. And if you can tap into how it felt when that started flooding into you and your creative thinking gets going, and creativity is one of the things he talks about in this, and I love that because that's how I can get very creative about how to get the result that I want. And so these things start flowing in, and when so how did you feel when you hit the goal, whatever it was, it might have been, making the varsity team in a sport when you were a kid or whatever. And that's what so often we get in the work that we do with NECHEM, the nature of the business. And if you keep in mind that every time you do something to win an incentive, you've helped X number of people discover active wellness in this amazing line of products we have and probably change their life on a physical level. And so it's this kind of cosmic win-win to me. But what happened to me the end of December, I knew Vance had, this contest we're talking about, it's Team Kaizen. I mentioned I loved it. I can't imagine.
The beach is not just at stake here.
This is a one-year
subscription to Team Kaizen.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to be in this inner circle on a call every month with the CEO of the company and the vice president of sales, and you have your own hotline. So if you ever have trouble in your business, I have a hotline to Pat Elkins. I don't go through customer service. I just call her directly, and it's just so much. You get taken out to meals at every NECHEM event. They pay for your ticket to be there. So it was so amazing to be part of that and a lot of fun, and I want to do it again. So here we are 3 months, 3 days out. I'm tied for third place to be one of the step-up winners to go to Team Kaizen, and they're taking the top three. And it's suddenly I got into gear. 3 days out, I sent out an email offering free shipping to people about a sleep system, and boom, a customer from, what did I tell you, Vance? I actually looked at my card. It was 17 years ago I introduced her to NECHEM. Bought a King sleep system. Well, that got my creative juices going, because now I thought, I can get three seniors in 3 days. I didn't think about how. I just put that into my mind. I let it go, and the guy was putting my dishwasher in on December 30th, and my phone rang, and it was someone who found my online website, found me online, Googled NECHEM and something else, found me, called me, postal worker in Indianapolis. We got chatting. I think she may come into this business completely. She called to order a pair of insoles. In the end, $615. TV order. I hung up the phone. I looked up. I always look up. Heaven, this cosmic source energy, it's not above us. It's in us,
yeah.
Around us. It's under us. It's everywhere. But I knew I was in it. I knew I had tapped into that universal energy. I opened an email. Another distributor that lapsed 2 years ago wants a queen sleep system, wants to know why she should renew. I get her on the phone, and 2 hours later, she's reinstated and a senior. Now I'm mocked to with my hair on fire. And that's when the other woman came in. So all I want to share here is, this is the thing about this business that's thrilling, because it validates when your truth is, when you're in alignment with your truth, and you get to see it often. And there's so many things we can be doing in life where we're just running through a run-of-the-mill job process or whatever, and we never even get to engage it. And if we don't engage it, we don't even know it exists. And in NECHEM, you can't not know this potential within exists, and you become your greatest self. And that's what I have to say today in 2017. I love a new year, too. I don't necessarily make resolutions, but I do pick a word that I want to live by during the year. And Nikan does set us in a mindset of, what do I want to look at the end of the year that I accomplished? And so anyway.
What's that word?
Reverence.
Reverence.
Personally, and I won't get political, but in light of the ugliness of our electoral process in the last year, we need reverence for everything, for all things. And when I'm feeling frustrated with another individual or something, or the deer eating my garden in the summer, eating every flower I have, I will hold reverence and release it.
There's so much on that one word alone. And let me put a teaser out right now. If you enjoyed what Rachel has shared this morning, why don't you come to Salt Lake? Why don't you come join us? There is a remnant, I'll use another R word for you, that I discovered last year when I was there, a remnant of Nikan Wellness Consultants and customers. There were some people there that were brand new that comes to Salt Lake to the Nikan Summit. It's, 3 weeks from this weekend, right, Rachel? It's coming upon us, right?
It's the 26th. It starts.
Yeah, it starts on Thursday, a free HBM one-day experience, that's Humans Being More, and then Thursday night, and then two packed days, including a dinner, Friday night, and then an amazing party on Saturday evening. And all the information is on the Nikan website. It's right there. It's on one of the scrolling images. So why don't you come join Rachel and I, and about 100, 120, maybe more. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are. But it's going to be more than fun, and you will walk away completely changed and inspired and reverent.
Molly Tong is coming.
Thank you, Molly. Molly's coming a long ways, too. So, Rachel, you've got an appointment on the slopes right now, and we need to let you go.
Yeah,
so,
there's some powder out there that needs to be packed down. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I brought something to the call for everyone today. Have a brilliant day. Brilliant.
Thank you, Rachel, and I know I'll talk to you before then, but I will see you in 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be fun. All right.
All right, fans, thanks.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yep.
Appreciate it greatly.
Yep, bye.